All right. Okay. So, hey there, everyone. This is Ollie. I'm not sure who else would have this voice or be on the blog. I'm basically the only one that posts there. We only got one question for the Q&A for everyone, like, in general. For anyone, we only got one question thus far. Like, you guys do you. But this question was directed at me. And instead of waiting for more, I decided I'm just going to answer this right away. This is mostly because this is actually a pretty big question. I have a really dumb answer. And, God. Yeah, it's pretty dumb. But I actually have a long story for it, so. Here's the question. So, it basically says, for Ollie, how did you get the idea for Death at a Low Price, and how much time was there between the idea and the writing? Alright, so for the first question, which is the biggest, we'll start out by saying this. I've had so many ideas for different podcasts. I've written stuff, never gotten voice actors for it, but I've written stuff, I just went through it, and I'd be like, hey, this is a cool idea, wouldn't catch on, and I'd just give up. That was kind of what this was supposed to be. I expected this to be one of my ideas where I went, hey everyone, here's an idea. And then everybody would go, oh cool. And then nothing would happen, I'd forget about it, and I would move on with my life. That obviously did not happen. I'm still working on this months later. This is actually a record for me. I have never worked so long on something. This is the longest project I've worked on. Which is like, whoa, dude, and dudettes, and all others. But I'm just gonna start off saying that. My thought process is a mess. For getting ideas, I have two ways of doing it. Either I get it from inspiration, or I stare at a ceiling long enough that I get bored enough that I just think of random shit. This was a mixture. Okay. So, obviously, like, story bits came from the staring at the ceiling. But there are two things that inspired me. The first of all those things is most likely the stupidest. So, many of you might know that I run Ollie Official. That is my personal blog. That is not, I'm not, like, shoving that out there, but, you know, that's my personal blog. I started that during the summer, and it originally started as plants, and it slowly went on to just personal shit. Eventually, I just started posting random things. People, I think, liked it. I'm not quite sure. I have 400-something followers, so, you know, I'm assuming that they're still there because they like me, but who knows. But at one point, I started a Slither.io phase. Some of you might know that game. I found it quite fun. And I was decent at it. I was actually pretty decent. I had strategies. And so, as egotistical as I was in that game, which is really dumb, I named myself Death at a Low Price. And I went under that name. And I wrecked everyone. And it was fun. It was enjoyable. I enjoyed myself. I used it for a few other things, but mainly it was Slither.io. I just found it funny because I was like, what if you could buy death? So that's the first thing. That's where the name came from. The second thing is something that is way less known. That was probably not proper English. I'm too tired right now to fix that. Anyway, second thing was called Aiki. That's how I pronounce it, at least. Now, I have always been fascinated with the idea of taking normal stuff and making it weird, but a weird sort of normal, where it's like, everybody in, like, has been in that environment finds it normal, and it's in a setting that we would find normal. But it's just a lot of, like, would be a good example. If any of you know Waffle House Official, that'd be a good example. Everyone knows Waffle Houses. Those are generally normal things. But they post about weird-ass shit. That's basically what Aiki was. So other than that, I've always been fascinated with IKEA. God, that sounds really weird. But I've always been fascinated with IKEA and how huge it was. So I just came up with that blog, and it had a bunch of characters that were the employees, and I had a little blog for it, and I created a story. And for, like, copyright purposes, I was scared. I was like, So I like, changed it up, and I switched IKEA around to Ikey, and there was a story. There were security guards. There was Kevin. There was Kyle. There was Bill. And it was just weird. And that was where I got the second idea. I thought to myself, hey, what if I took death for a low price and made that into a convenience store? And it was a stupid little idea. And I was like, haha, that's funny. Haha, that's hilarious. Haha, gonna put that on the blog. So obviously I did. I was like, haha, guys, check this out. And everybody was like, haha, that sounds like a good idea. And I was like, haha, well, I'm going to work on it on my own. And then people jumped in. They're like, actually, how about we work on it together? And I did a little gasp in my in my computer chair. I was like, oh my, people want to help me. After my last podcast disaster, I wasn't expecting that. So I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect it to go on for this long. I was expecting maybe one or two people to take interest in it. And that would be it. I would be like, okay, like I'm 2 weeks in, it would taper off, nobody would care anymore, and I would go on. I'm not used to having any sort of popularity, so this is kind of like, well, by golly, I should be getting my ass into gear. But, you know, that's how it started. So I'd say that was about, how many months back was that? It was all the way back in October. It was near my birthday. I remember that much, because it was like, yeah, I was hyped for my birthday, and then this idea came along, and I was like, haha, guys, check it out. On to the next question, which was, how much time there was there between the idea and the writing? Not that much. I'll be honest. The planning took me about a day. The voice auditions took me about 2 weeks for the main parts. Then I started writing. I wrote two scripts. Those scripts were shit. Threw them out. But that writing started about a week after the first initial appearance of the idea. Yeah. I think I covered everything. It's the dumbest thing. I mean, I'll take more questions if you want to hear my thought process. Honestly, I'll take questions on anything, but it was the weirdest fucking thing, how I came up with this stupid idea. But, you know, if you guys enjoy it, I don't care. I'll find a way to get it out there. I just like making things people enjoy. I guess that's my thing. And I like people enjoying my ideas because I like sharing stuff. Sharing is caring. Except for, you know, when... Okay, I'm not going to finish that joke. Anyway, I hope you all have a nice day, a nice week. And, yeah. Ollie out.